Anyway, I'm going to talk to you tonight about living in the supernatural. Come on. We're going to live in the supernatural. I'll tell you what, I don't think we can get everything we need to get from the Lord until we learn who we are and what belongs to us and what we can have as a church. But we haven't known this stuff because it's a revelation that hadn't come upon the church yet. But I'm getting hold of some things, and I'm excited about it. I want you to go to Galatians 3:5, and it'll be up on the screen there. And this is in the New King James. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now that said, that line is said about four times in the Bible. So that must be very important. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. So we got to get in this by faith. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, In you all the nations shall be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing or faithful Abraham. I want to talk to you about the word of the kingdom. There's a song that we sang that talks about the word of the kingdom, and that just got me thinking about this. When God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, the garden represented a type of heaven on earth. Now, if God likes poverty so well, why don't he live in it? Come on, people. You know, the churches talk, God wants you to be poor and all that stuff. God doesn't like poverty. If he did, he'd live in it. And God loves us. People, I'm going to tell you something. He loves us. You're being taught that now, but years ago, we were not taught how much God loves us. I mean, we thought he didn't like us much anyway and probably going to hit us over the head about the time, you know, we weren't looking. So you need to know that God loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. If God loves me, he's not going to do me dirty like we've been taught he would. Now, you're not taught that here, but we've been taught it. Hallelujah. Anyway, the atmosphere was designed for Adam to live in. And there was peace, love, joy. It was all here. Hallelujah. God gave him only one thing he couldn't do. Don't eat of this tree. And you know what happened. Eve ate of the tree and gave some to Adam. Adam was not deceived, but Eve was. And as a result of that disobedience, man fell from the place on top to a place underneath. Now he has to struggle for everything he gets. And didn't God say he wanted us to be the head and not the tail? Hallelujah. Praise God. In the course of time, Jesus, the last Adam, comes and begins to tell us some things. And in Mark 1, verse 14, it says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, look at that word repent there. Re means to return to original, and pent means the top. It's an old English word for the top. So mankind was to return to the top. See, I told you, when Adam fell, we went underneath. Mankind went underneath. But now, when Jesus came, he put us back on top. But some of the church don't know we're on top. Come on, people. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand. See, the kingdom of God is the government that contained everything that mankind would need. Jesus was preaching the kingdom. And see, this is by faith. We have two things here, one that you can see and one that you cannot. So it contained everything that man would need. Jesus was preaching the kingdom and demonstrating the power of the kingdom which he brought with him. See, Jesus didn't come to prove anything. You understand? He already proved it. He kicked the devil out of heaven. How many of you know that? So he didn't have to come back and whip him again. He'd already whipped him. But he came as a man. Oh, glory to God. As a man, he came and walked this earth as a man, did everything he did as a man filled with the Holy Ghost so that you and I could follow in his steps, and brought back, he bought back everything that Adam had lost, purchased it back for us, redeemed us. Hallelujah. They used to sing an old song, redeem, redeemed. Hallelujah. We don't sing that anymore, but it's a good song. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're redeemed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Luke 17:20 says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, He answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. You know what that means? You can't see it with the natural eye. He said, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. See, it's within us. It's in the Holy Spirit. It's all, everything we ever need is in here. Hallelujah. My daughter's been needing an answer, and she's been praying. It's something from work. And I keep telling her, Lisa, it's in you. It's in there. You just got to dig it out. Take your dipper and dig it out. Hallelujah. As you meditate the word of God, hallelujah, it'll lead you to other places, and you'll get your answer. The New Living said it can't be detected by the visible signs, by visible signs. So the kingdom of God cannot be detected by visible signs. It's without observation. You can't see it with a natural eye. You got to see it by faith. Come on, are you getting this? Do you see that the invisible kingdom at this point is invisible? God put us in this earth and in that kingdom. I mean, we can get it. See, God didn't hide anything from you. He hid a bunch of stuff for you. That's why you need to meditate the word. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified. I love this scripture. I love it. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Do you understand that? He's qualified you. You're qualified. Come on, say that. I'm qualified. You know, when you say something, you better say, that's me. Hallelujah. He's qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has qualified you to be a partaker. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. What's the matter with you? Get excited. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. And he has delivered us. Now, this ought to get you excited. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son of love. Man, that ought to set you on fire. Hallelujah. You've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness. You've been put into the kingdom. Whoa, glory to God. Into the kingdom of light. That's where you are tonight. Hallelujah. We've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, and we are now in a new kingdom. Everything we need is in that kingdom, honey. Hallelujah. Jesus don't have to come back and die again to get you anything. You understand that? Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Aren't you glad that I don't have to say, come up from hell and come and get me something, or come down from heaven and get me something, or come down from heaven and go to hell again to get me something? No, he did it. Hallelujah. And it's there, and it's mine. But half the church don't know what belongs to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God is teaching us how to function in this kingdom. One of the things about it is, in order for us to have the things he promised, we're going to have to get it by faith. See, we see an example of this when the Syrophoenician woman, remember she came, said, I need you to heal and deliver my daughter. And he said, go away. The disciples said, go away. He said to her, it's not for this time. It's not for you. You're not, this is Evelyn's translation, but he said, it's not for you. This is not your time. He called her a dog. Hallelujah. Jesus called most of us a dog. We'd go home mad and never come back again. But bless God, he can call me whatever he wants to do, because I know he calls me daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. But anyway, she reached over into the dispensation of faith. It wasn't her time. She wasn't supposed to get healing. You understand that? He told her, you're a dog. You're an unbeliever. You're not, this is not your time. The time of the Gentiles has not yet come. But she wouldn't quit. She reached over there into that dispensation of faith and dispensation of grace and got what she needed for her daughter to be healed. Hallelujah. I wish some of you would get some of the guts like that to go after what he said was yours. Who? He said healing's yours. You understand? He told you healing is yours. Go after it and don't quit till you get it. Now, don't think the devil's just going to lay down and say, bless your little heart. Just come on and get it. He's going to fight you tooth and nail. He's going to fight you for your family tooth and nail. But guess who wins? It's in the kingdom. Hallelujah. She is not a covenant person. Healing wasn't for her. But she wouldn't take no for an answer. She used her faith and got her daughter healed and delivered. Hallelujah. Bless God. In the kingdom is our health care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our economy, our wealth, our joy, our peace, our strength, our blessing. It's all in that kingdom. Reach in there and get it by faith. Hallelujah. The devil does not want you to have what's yours. But it's all in the kingdom. Everything you'll ever need in this earth is in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that is the word of the kingdom. That's what that means, the word of the kingdom. Without the teaching about the kingdom, we don't have truth to overcome the enemy. If you don't know who you are, you don't know what belongs to you, you don't know what the word says about it, you're going to be in a mess. Hallelujah. See, we're going to have to know what the word says about us and reach and get it. Hallelujah. Well, I never heard that before. Well, honey, you're hearing it now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Many times we've been taught about the gospel of salvation, but we've not been taught about the gospel of the kingdom. And the Bible talks about it. You understand? I never heard about that in the church I came out of. This is a revelation they did not have. Hallelujah. Salvation will get you saved, but if you don't get your mind renewed, you won't be able to inherit what saved people ought to have. Hallelujah. See, we have saved people, but they're broke. Anybody identify? They're sick. They're depressed. They're in bondage. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the overflow. Hallelujah. And you know, not too many people I know are living in the overflow. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to, something is missing, people. One of the things missing is the teaching of the gospel of the kingdom and how to live in that reality. See, if you know enough, I got something in my eye. If you know enough, then Satan is defeated. You can beat his brains out if you know how. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my people are perished for lack of knowledge. Didn't he say that? He didn't say my people perish for lack of money, for lack of position, for lack of being good looking. He didn't say that. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We have to learn how to come into kingdom living. The word kingdom, the world kingdom is a kingdom of darkness, the one that's in the world. But we are in the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. He said you're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. You understand? We're not supposed to think like the world. Hallelujah. You get sick, the world thinks doctor and medicine. And there's nothing wrong with doctors and medicine if you need them. But bless God, your first thought ought to be Jesus and his blood. By his stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whoo, come on. Whoa. Hey, you better wake up. I'm going to throw my Bible out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to learn how to come into kingdom living. Glory to God. The Bible says we're saints in light. Doesn't it say that? Hallelujah. The dark system is the Babylonian system. The light system is the kingdom of God's system. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven system. There are two different systems here. And the, you know, there's two different ways of thinking for that. Of speaking, of acting, of responding, you know. The world says grab and hold. The kingdom of God says give. It shall be given. Hallelujah. Hold things lightly. Hallelujah. Bless God. Glory. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it is the way of death. See, there are some things that the world thinks is all right. But the Bible says that the end is the way of death. We're not supposed to think like the world. We're not supposed to put our hope in the world. You're not supposed to, you know, my goodness, if your faith is in a paycheck, you're in trouble. I mean, God may use that paycheck to get things to you. God may use that doctor to get you healed. But your faith better not be there. Are you understanding me? Well, get a little excited, okay? Somebody say amen every now and then. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you see that one of the kingdoms is inferior to the other? One is inferior, one is superior. The kingdom of light is superior. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's way superior. See, we've been trained in the dark system, but there is a way that seems right. Hallelujah. Matthew 13:10 says, and the disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. That's what I'm talking about. It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, to know how to reach in there and get it out by faith. Hallelujah. But to them has not been given. The world can't get this. Hallelujah. Come on, people. The world can't get it. But it's been given to you as a child of God. Maybe you're going through something tonight. Well, bless God. Reach and get hold of what God said you could have. Your answer is in the word. Hallelujah. The world don't understand this. You think they do? Go tell your neighbor that you give 10% of your money to the church. Unless they're saved, they're going to think you're nuts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And more. You know, you give 10% and then you give more. And they can't understand that. Well, I can't give that. You know, I got to hang on. I may need that. Well, honey, I've told you before, if it's not enough to meet the need, just use it like a seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why do they think you're crazy? Because you are from two different worlds. See, don't try to give revelation truth to someone who's not saved and expect them to understand you. I hear people going up, Christian people, going up to an unsaved neighbor and saying, would you pray for me? Come on, people, let's use our brain. Hallelujah. You didn't have to get nuts just because you got saved. I told you before, if you left your brains back there at the door, go get them. You're going to need them. Hallelujah. God calls us to be wise, not stupid. See? You say by his stripes I'm healed and you still look sick. The world thinks, my goodness. And half the church thinks that. You know, really. Hallelujah. You know, if you say by his stripes I'm healed, someone will say, well, how are you? I'm healed. Well, you don't look healed. Christian people, oh, I know somebody who died with that. Don't be telling me that. You got a little hangnail and they tell you how somebody got infection, their finger fell off. We don't need to hear that. Come on. Hallelujah. Get that word on your tongue that when something comes up, you can say, by his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. And not just say it. People say it in church, then they go out and talk something else. We need to talk that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the world thinks you're nuts when you say that. And I told you about half the church thinks you're nuts. Hallelujah. I've heard people make fun of that. Blame it, name it and claim it. Blab it and grab it, you know. I blabbed it and I grabbed it and it's mine. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say. It's working. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't knock it if you ain't tried it. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we've been trained in certain ways. But when you got saved, you have to change your thinking. Once you got born again, you need to get retrained. Hallelujah. And that's where some people stop. They don't retrain their mind to think like God said. The world don't understand claiming your healing before you can see it. That is the word of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The word of the kingdom gives me the ability to operate on a superior level that can cause me to overcome and come out on top every time in every situation. Hallelujah. I don't care if something's been in your family for generations. Hallelujah. God will show you how to break that thing and come out of it. Hallelujah. Poverty may have followed your family for generations. God will show you how to get out of that. Hallelujah. He'll show you how to walk in prosperity. You may not go from broke to rich overnight, but you just keep getting better and better. Hallelujah. Going from glory to glory. I told you that. Nothing ever said we go from, what people say, I just went from bad to worse. I think I'm losing my thing here. I got it back. Hallelujah. You know, and they'll say, well, I just go from one bad thing to another. Not me. I go from glory to glory. I go from faith to faith. Hallelujah. I'm just getting stronger all the time. There isn't any place in the Word where it says I got to go someplace and fall apart. Hallelujah. I'm just getting stronger. I tell my body every day, you'll act like I'm the best looking 72-year-old you ever seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I didn't mean to tell you that. But anyway, I tell myself that, you know, bless God. I'm the healthiest looking person. Hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And my body works and functions properly. I get miracles every day. Come on, say glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the word of the kingdom is divine. I get busy teaching, tell you how old I am. Oh, that's okay. The word of the kingdom is designed to fix anything in this earth that's out of line from the kingdom of God. Otherwise, why did Jesus tell us we always triumph, that we're more than conquerors? Why did he say that? Did he just say that to fill up space, or am I more than a conqueror? Hallelujah. Bless God. Do I always triumph? You may not think I'm triumphing, but just hide and watch. You'll find out I do. I know some would have you believe that's in eternity. But the only way this makes sense to me is that he left us some conquering to do here. Hallelujah. You know, there'll be nothing in heaven to conquer.
Hallelujah. I've told you, they read that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, fear no evil. Fall in a casket. I mean, it's okay to read the word, but that word wasn't meant for here. I mean, heaven. That was meant for here. There are no enemies in heaven. Understand that? He's not going. Now somebody say glory. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the Bible says the seed of the word of God, Luke 18:11. The seed is incorruptible, 1 Peter 1:23. And then in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Do you see that the seed is incorruptible and the seed is God? Just name me something that God can't do. Hallelujah. In any situation, if I'll just pour a little word into it, it'll bring it from chaos to order, from sickness to death, to health and victory. Hallelujah. From sickness and death to health and victory. Hallelujah. See, the word is so powerful. It's designed to take it through a miracle exchange and bring it back in line with heaven's government. You understand that? See, Satan always copies God because he can't create anything. He set up his own government here on this earth. And a lot of Christians are living in that, are living half in that and half trying to live, you know, man, we got to go all the way. We got to go all the way. If you got 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the kingdom, you're just miserable. Hallelujah. You just got to get all the way in and begin to, you know, just believe God for what you need. Hallelujah. See, I think there's coming a time now, the world's getting darker. It is. Do you think that tornado coming? Now, see, I don't have any authority out there, but we have some authority here. Amen. Glory to God. And that thing starts to come. I mean, 3 days before they said it's going to get here, I was telling it, you're not coming here. You're not coming here. In Jesus' name, you better learn to do that. Hallelujah. And people say, act of God. God didn't have anything to do with that. You understand that? Hallelujah. Now, you know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And when you have a wrong thought, the Bible says put your hand over your mouth. Hallelujah. I mean, it does. It says put your hand over your mouth. Keep the wrong words from coming out. Hebrews 1:1 said, God, who at various times and various ways spoke in times past by to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. He's the lawful owner of everything, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Didn't say power of his word, it said the word of his power. Hallelujah. When he had by himself purged our sins, say hallelujah, hallelujah. He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Amen. See, he's holding all things by the word of his power. That word is powerful. Words they're made for this planet. Hallelujah. Words are what made this planet. And words are what is holding this planet. Satan has created another system, darkness, and he's used words to do it. Our words. Hallelujah. As long as he can get people to say words of the kingdom of darkness, he can keep his kingdom in place. Words are the very foundation. Contracts, you know, they have words on them. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, words decided who would go into the promised land and who wouldn't. Some gave an evil report, and they didn't go. But there was two who gave a good report, and they went in. The people who spoke an evil report didn't go in. But the people who did a good report. Now, listen to me. I know I'm repeating myself. Hallelujah. But I want you to get that. The good report went in. I'm telling you, when you go to pray, oh, dear God, I'm sick as a dog. Hallelujah, God, please let somebody pray for me. I'm sick as a dog. Anybody ever pray like that? There's been times when I have. You know what? You're not going to get an answer like that. Lord, I thank you. I may have some symptoms on my body, but bless God, by his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. The people who spoke a good report went in. They used their words. Hallelujah. Only two of them. Honey, if there ain't but one or two of us, it'll still work. Nobody else is doing it. That don't matter. Hallelujah. I was made fun of a long time ago. Hallelujah. Bless God. You think, I mean, if I got upset every time I was made fun of, I'd have quit a long time ago. Hallelujah. That was saying people will say they don't like it. I've had people come up to me and say, I can't stand you. Really? I thought everybody liked me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, people sometimes aren't the kindest, but you better get a thick skin. But you better have a soft heart, because this thing won't work without love. You're going to have to walk in love. Sometimes people come up and say awful things to you right up here at the altar. Don't believe it. Don't not believe this. There are people come up here for prayer and give us a hard time before they leave. I mean, really, try to, you know, undermine what you've said. I mean, bless God. You got to get a thick skin, but a soft heart. You know, I was looking at Jacob, and, you know, I thought Jacob should have lived longer, because his, you know, he said, I have not attained what my forefathers did. But when I looked at that, he talked about grieving and dying. In Genesis 37:33, he said, and he recognized it and said, it's my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is torn in pieces. He didn't know that. But he took a look at that robe. And see, some of you look and say, oh, my kid's going to die. No. Hallelujah. I told you those bad things that happen to other people are not going to happen to us when we stand on the word and take that 91st Psalm every day. Hallelujah. He said, for I shall go down unto the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him. He just grieved and grieved. You know, there's a time to grieve. But when you stay in that too long, you get a spirit of grief. Hallelujah. So words are very important. But many people don't believe that. I mean, people just make fun of you. Christian people will make fun of you because you believe you have what you say. Bless God. And as you build faith in that, the more you build faith in that, the quicker it'll happen for you. You understand that? The more you build your faith in what you say, the quicker that'll happen. Hallelujah. Bless God. I want to build that so that the words I say that are positive will come to, you know, when I say, by his stripes you're healed. I asked Bev this week to agree with me, and she didn't go into a long prayer. She didn't say, oh, dear God, you hear? No, she said, I declare. I said, I agree. And it's done. Come on. I've asked people, they say, oh, I've just been praying and praying. I said, tell me what you've been praying. Well, I've been asking, and I've been, you know, we're not dogs. We don't have to beg. You understand that? God has it there for us. Reach over there with your faith and get it. Not an arrogant, prideful way, but just reach and get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark 11:23. For assuredly, and Kenneth Hagin didn't write this. For assuredly, I say to you, that whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt where? In his heart. But believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Amen. Now, does it say that? You're going to have what you say when you believe. And you know how you get that down in your heart? Is you keep saying it. And if you keep saying we're going broke, if you keep saying my kids ain't ever going to get saved, if you keep saying that junk, things ain't ever going to turn around, you're going to have what you say. If you believe the words you speak, if you'll learn to master your words, your days of suffering and lack and destruction are over. Hallelujah. The words of the kingdom will uproot anything that the devil tries to do. Oh, I don't know if you believe that or not, but I believe it. Hallelujah. Glory. The words of the kingdom will uproot anything the enemy tries to do. If you've got kids that are not acting right, begin to say right words over them. Matthew 12:34. Jesus said, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. You may say something here in church, praise God, and say all this stuff. But when you get out there and trouble comes, hallelujah, what you really believe is going to come up. Hallelujah. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. Where are the good things in your life going to come from? Out of your heart. That's where Jesus is. Your heart. How'd they get there? Words. Yes, speak them out. Hallelujah. You speak out right words.
They'll change your situation in your life. Can you see that? The enemy tries to use words of darkness to get you to express yourself. Did you ever notice that? Nobody ever says, oh, that was good. They say, oh, it was really, really, oh, super good. You know what? And did you ever notice how if something is bad, it was really, really, it was bad. It was really, really bad. We understood that when you said the first bad. Hallelujah. See, we got to retrain ourselves to talk. Hallelujah. See, the enemy tries to get you to use darkness to express yourself. Did you ever see? Now, you know what? Years ago, it would have been awful to hear a news person damn something or say damn. You know, it would have been awful. I think it's still bad. But they do that, and they use these words, these awful words. I want to say, don't you know how to talk? For crying out loud, can't you talk without profanity? You don't have to call it that to get me to understand what you're saying. Hallelujah. Why don't they say blessed? It's a blessed thing. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the church has gone along with that. We've sat long enough on our blessed assurance. It's about time you got up. Hallelujah. See, people say, I'm dying to do that. You just make me sick. May I ever tell you that? I got so scared I thought I'd have a heart attack. I'm catching a cold. Who in their right mind would want to catch a cold? You know, to catch something, you got to run after it. But they'll say, I'm catching a cold. I'm taking the flu. Why would you want to take it? Hallelujah. See, we don't think about it because we've been trained in darkness. A cold has no business coming on me. I have words of life. Psalms 91, we're rebuilding the image on the inside if you'll let it. Psalms 91, 10 through 12, it says, no evil shall befall you. See, this is what God wanted for you. Come on, come on, people. Hallelujah. Do you understand? No evil shall befall you. Did he just put that down to be writing and filling up pages? He said, no evil shall be. So evil befalls you and you just lay down. Get up, honey. Hallelujah. Tell that thing it's not supposed to be. You have no right, evil, to come on me. Hallelujah. Resist. Hallelujah. No plague come near your dwelling. I remember when Pastor Scott had chicken pox. And I just read that scripture. And they sent him home with chicken pox. He was 5 years old. And I said to him, Scott, I just read that. No plague come near our dwelling. I'm the only one in this house that's had chicken pox. The other kids hadn't had it. And Roy hadn't had it. And we ain't having it. And me and him prayed. And the chicken pox disappeared. Hallelujah. Now I got all excited and went to church and told somebody, one of the pastors. I said, oh, guess what? I mean, I was all excited. He said, now, Evelyn, some people wouldn't call that a plague. I thought, now, Pastor, I called it a plague and it worked. Hallelujah. Too late. Too late. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. Now, am I going to just quit? Well, you know, Pastor, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, when God shows you something, stand on it. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels. I love that story about the lady. He shall give his angels charge over you. Well, I don't see the angels. You don't have to. Let your enemies see them. Hallelujah. To keep you in all your ways. Not just part of them, all. It may look like you're laying down now, but honey, you're going to get up. Hallelujah. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I won't even hit my toe on a stone. Whoo, glory. That's what we're supposed to be saying. I told you I learned to pray the word by praying the word. I took the Psalms and prayed them until I learned how to pray right, because I figured out I couldn't pray without complaining and griping, telling on somebody. Hallelujah. I'm sure you never did that, but I did. You see what you did to me, Lord? Jesus always spoke the word of God. It was the word of the kingdom. He always spoke the word of God, no matter what the situation was, no matter how dark it looked. When Lazarus was dead, he didn't call him dead. Hallelujah. Now, I know in King James it says he said Lazarus is dead, but if you look up the original, he said Lazarus had died. Hallelujah. And he told him he's asleep. Did he lie? No. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 13, verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand. I never saw that so plain as when I was studying this. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand. See, that's the reason I go over this and over it and make it funny so you'll understand. Then that wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in your heart. If you don't understand it, then the devil will get it. So I want you to understand it. Hallelujah. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Where is the seed going to be sown? In your heart. We're not talking about your blood pump. He's talking about the word being sown in your spirit. Your spirit is designed to produce anything that you put in it. And it was designed to produce everything you need. And in the ground, that word of the kingdom, when it's deposited in there, it'll bring forth. Hallelujah. It'll bring forth into reality what you just sowed. But you know what? Some people have been sowing junk. You know what? You better pray for some crop failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of you get it when you get home. Hallelujah. If you'll get this, it'll help you. We're where we are because of what we think. God talks about himself as being an eagle and a lion. Hallelujah. Now, are we supposed to be like him? See, the eagle speaks of vision. When I looked this up, it said that an eagle can see like a dime for like miles. I think it said 2 miles, 2 football fields. That's what it said. It can see a quarter. I'm telling you all wrong. An eagle can see a quarter at the length of 2 football fields. He can fly very high and see far. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Some of you have been pecking around like a chicken, acting like a big turkey. Hallelujah. God never said you were a turkey, and he never said you was a chicken. He called you an eagle. Whew. Mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run, not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint. You need to say that. I'm going to walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lion has an attitude about him. Did you ever think about that? We're going to have an attitude. Hallelujah. One of us is going to be standing when this is all over, Satan, and it ain't going to be you. One of us will be laying on the ground when this is all over, and it ain't going to be me. Hallelujah. You need to get an attitude, not a haughty attitude, but get an attitude toward the devil. Hallelujah. Jerk his rotten head off. Hallelujah. Hit him with the word of God. You got a sword that'll cut the head off any demon you ever seen. Slice him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the lion has an attitude about him. We need to have an attitude about us. The attitude is the same attitude that Jesus had. He called it, you know, he's called the lion of the tribe of Judah. Whoo, hallelujah. The lion is in the jungle. He's fearless. Now, he's not the tallest. The tallest would probably be the giraffe. He's not the fastest. They tell me a cheetah is way faster than a lion. He's not the biggest. Elephant, you know, rhinoceros, hippo. But when he sees an elephant, he don't think big. He thinks dinner. Ha ha. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. You know what I thought? When these guys were going into the land of Canaan and they saw these big giants, you know, and they live. Some of them live in the mountains. Some of them live down by the ocean. Well, my goodness. They thought, we're grasshoppers. I'd have thought, whoa, summer house, winter house. Hallelujah. Come on, get an attitude. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's his attitude. You know, he goes around roaring. You can feel the vibrations. Sometimes you might all just roar. You know, he's not the biggest, he's not the fastest, and he's not the tallest, but he thinks he is. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. Back when I was B.C., you know, before Christ, I used to have a bad temper. And some people said it came with red hair. I don't think that had anything to do with it. But anyway, I would just get mad. And I had a few little visitors I needed to get rid of. But anyway, when I had those visitors and I'd get angry, I thought I could whip a man. I really thought I could. And sometimes I tried.
I usually got the worst end of it because it wasn't very big. I mean, I wasn't near as big as I am now. But I want to tell you something. I had an attitude. I thought I could do it. And sometimes I've had grown men walk away from me because they knew they was either going to have to kill me or leave me alone. Because I had that mean look, you know. Ask Roy. He's seen that a few times. Hallelujah. Not lately, though. But if you had an attitude when you were working for the devil, why not get an attitude now? Whoo, I belong to the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's on the inside of me, and I can roar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, what I'm telling you is that you have to see situations and have a certain attitude about who you are. Child of God. Woo, glory. I'm going to tell you who you are now. You better get a little excited. Hallelujah. Don't let me have all the fun up here. Hallelujah. He calls you righteous, unique. There's nobody else like you. Gifted. There's gifts on the inside of you. And a man's gifts will make room for you. Not your education. Not your smarts and your know-how. You know, not even, I mean, it's your gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your royalty. Whew, glory. You're chosen. Hallelujah. You're an heir. Whew. I didn't say you was hair. I said you're an heir. You're special. Hallelujah. Peculiar. That don't mean weird. Okay? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're rich. See, some of you think, well, where's my money at? Well, it's in the kingdom. Use your faith to reach in there and get it. Hallelujah. You're healthy. Hallelujah. You have the mind of Christ. You're the head. Hallelujah. You're the lender. You're his beloved. You're anointed. You're redeemed. You're appointed. A child of Almighty God, and you can do all things. That's who you are. Glory. Every one of you. You know, every one of these gifts have to be appropriated by faith. So every one of you have to get in this word and get faith for that. Hallelujah. See, if you're royalty, then there are things that will not upset you. A king does not get up and do things for himself. He gives the orders and they're carried out. Hallelujah. Devil, this is how it's going to be. Hallelujah. Bless God. You're not killing me and you're not killing my kids. And you're not having my kids, devil. Hallelujah. We are kings and we should be using words and our words to bring forth what we want. Hallelujah. Glory. Are you getting anything out of this? See, royalty conducts himself as kingly. They don't argue and they don't fight. They're too high for that. You understand? You don't need to argue or you don't need to argue. You're royalty. All that junk just takes away from who you think you are. Hallelujah. Now, do I always do that? Sometimes I forget I'm royalty. And I pop my mouth off and then I have to go repent. Hallelujah. But that saying wrong things can destroy the image that the word of the kingdom has, you know, of the word of the kingdom that's built on the inside of you. People who are in the kingdom don't have to blame anybody. If you believe that you're not responsible for anything and you try to blame somebody else, you then think that you don't have to do anything about it. You know, if everything else, you know, it's my mom's fault I act like this. It's my dad's fault. It's that guy who abused me. It's his fault. It's my husband's fault. You know, cut it out. You know, if you think it's always somebody else's fault, you'll never change. When you say I'm not responsible, you stay right where you are in that same place. Hallelujah. You know what I say? Buddy, you may have messed my life up to here, but from here on out, I'm in control because I'm putting Jesus in control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I don't have to blame anybody. I told you about the girl who said to me, everybody in this church is jealous of me. I said, not me, honey. You got anything I want, I'll go to God and get it. That's attitude. Hallelujah. But you don't have to be jealous of anybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you have to understand nobody can keep me from reaching my destination but me. Hallelujah. I have something to say about where I go, what I do, and what I can have. Stop blaming your situation, your background, your ancestors, the government, your spouse.
blaming everybody else. We are blaming society, isn't it? That started with Adam. He blamed Eve. She blamed the snake. Glory to God. You just need to realize that from now on, you're going to reach your destiny. Because your destiny is in the hands of Almighty God. See, he's told me what I can be. Now, that's not going to just fall on me just because God wants it. See, that's where some people get messed up. Well, God's told me I could have this and that, and he said this and that. Well, are you working toward that? Are you saying what he said to you? Bless God. But with some people, it's always somebody else. I'm in another kingdom, up in a place where I know who I am and I know what belongs to me. When my bills, glory to God. You understand? I'm living where my bills get paid. My health is good. I can change things by talking to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not bragging on look who I am. I'm talking about us as a people. Hallelujah. We need to get this. I believe it's God's church, God's will for this church to begin not only to be paid off, but begin to help other churches pay off. I believe, and you may think this is wild, but I believe that the church is going to pay off the national debt one of these days when we begin to realize who we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How about the servicemen who come home with missing arms and legs? The church has enough power to go in there and get that restored. But you know what? We just pray for the doctors to get more knowledge and be more apt at creating new things to help them. And we should pray for that and will. But God has a better way. Hallelujah. There's coming a day when the church will go in and call in new parts for men and women who've given so much. Oh, glory to God. I'm here, Lord. Let it be me. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to rely on the world system for answers. Glory to God. We have answers. If my daughter-in-law could get a kidney out of heaven, then hallelujah, these men can get legs and parts. And hallelujah. If somebody can get a hip bone. Bev and I prayed for a woman born without a hip bone, and God put her one in there. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we don't have to rely on the world system for answers. We have the answers, but most of the church don't believe it. I heard somebody say that we're so cynical that if Jesus walked up and said to a blind man, "What can I do for you?" they'd say, "Get me a good CNI dog." You understand? Hallelujah. Let's go past that. God has a better way for us. No racial barrier can keep you from reaching your destiny. No gender can keep you from God's call. Honey, when I come to God, the church didn't even want me. I've told you that before. We went to a pastor and he wouldn't marry us. Oh no, we were both heathen, for goodness sake. He had a perfect opportunity to marry us and lead us to Jesus, but he didn't want to know my church would have a fit if I marry you. But we found a pastor that would marry us and we got saved in his church. Hallelujah. But then the church said they won't use me because I've been divorced. Well, I don't believe in divorce, but what are you going to do with somebody like me? Hallelujah. If the church didn't want me, I'd get out on the streets. Hallelujah. And have gone and witnessed to people, go into the nursing homes and preach at them. And hallelujah. I mean, I'm going to be used of God. And if the church don't want me, we'll find somebody that will. But you know what? Thank God this church wants me and uses us. And they want you. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. But we have an image on the inside of us is different from the one that the kingdom has from us. And see, it's destined to keep you in the chicken coop instead of flying with the eagles. When you're an eagle, you see things other people don't see. Hallelujah. And you can see things in people. And bless God. Hallelujah. You know what? You see a messed up person and they come and you see them clean and living for God. And you get that image and you get hold of them and love on them and love on them till you see God begin to do a work in their life. Hallelujah. Come on. Can you say glory? That's what we're supposed to do. See yourself as God sees you. You're not broke. You just think you are. God has made you rich. Let me show you. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. That's not a dirty word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4:8 says, you are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I wish you did reign that we might also reign with you. Paul said that. You're already full. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You open your mouth, you ought to see the word of God. See? Hallelujah. I mean, you ought to stuff so much in there that every time you open your mouth, the word just comes out. Somebody bumps you, you get the word of God all over you. Get the spirit of God all over you. What are you going to do with this? You have to take the word and meditate on it. See? Otherwise, the enemy will get it if you don't understand it. Write it down. Meditate on it. When you meditate the word, you plant the seed in the soil. And the seed makes a demand on the soil. And the soil connects you with the one who put the soil in you. Hallelujah. If you'll start, you know, it'll start giving you revelation and it'll grow on the inside of you. Once it starts getting bigger, you'll talk differently. Why? Because you can see differently. See, I'm beginning to see this kingdom of God living. I begin to see it. I'm seeing things now I never saw before. You can't go any further than you can see. Hallelujah. And honey, if you can see it, you can have it. Ooh, hallelujah. See yourself with what you need. If you'll start talking differently, it'll change who you think you are. The devil used to tell me I was ugly. Maybe some of you still think I'm ugly. But bless God, I don't think that anymore. God likes me. He likes me. Hallelujah. He used to tell me I was dumb. Well, I know I'm not dumb. Hallelujah. Long as I believed him, I acted pretty dumb. But when I quit believing him, then I got some smarts. But I began to see myself the way God sees me. Don't focus on the physical side. Is that where you focus? If that is, then that's all you'll get. You know? But I want to do some things for God. I want to write some big checks. How about you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to raise some dead folks. Hallelujah. I'm trying to raise the dead folks. Hallelujah. I want to lay my hands on some sick people and see them get totally healed. See some suddenlies. Hallelujah. Bless God. Genesis 15:1. See, we're a spirit, and we can have a natural experience, but we're a spirit. Genesis 15:1 says, after those things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Abram came from a society that didn't know God. He worshipped other gods, false gods. One god was Herky. Wouldn't you like to worship a god named Herky? It was a moon god. But here he's called by God, and now God tells him, I am Almighty God. You're going from worshiping false gods to worship the real one. He said, fear not, for I am your shield. And in Psalms 91, it talks about that. Verse 4, he said, his truth shall be your shield. Hallelujah. His huge outstretched arms will protect you. Under them, you will be perfectly safe. That's what the New Living says. The Message says, he'll shield you with his wings and they will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Hallelujah. Come on. Did you see that? His faithful promises are your armor. This is what will protect you. Get that down in you. Hallelujah. God can heal hurts that you thought could never be healed. God can turn anything around. Hallelujah. God himself will protect me. God himself, hallelujah. If a tornado is coming, we can speak to that thing and tell it to get back in the air. Hallelujah. If a bad storm's coming, you can tell it, you will not hit my house or the house of my loved ones. You'll not hit. I put the blood on most all of you. Hallelujah. The other night, I just covered you with the blood, claimed the 91st Psalm, I named off some of you and began to put the blood on you. Hallelujah. And it worked. We didn't have bad, you know, it bad like they said it was going to be. See, this is not written just to be cute. God's saying, I'm your defense. When you come against something that's too big for you, don't stumble. He said, I'm with you. I'm your shield. God's got you covered. You know, people say, God's going to get you. God don't. It's not going to get anybody. Hallelujah. He wants your soul. He wants you to give him your heart. But he's not going to hurt you. Hallelujah. But he does have you covered. Anything that rises up against you, whether it's physical or spiritual, God is there to protect you. Don't make any... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hallelujah. I can't stand this. I got to just jump around a little bit. You understand? Don't that make you want to get up and run around? Hallelujah. I mean, get a little... Get in your guinea and come on. Hallelujah. Get a little excited about this. Hallelujah. I mean, did you understand what I said? God has you covered. He's your shield. He'll take care of you. He won't let you fall. Hallelujah. Anything that tries to come against you, he's there to protect you. Don't make any difference what happens. When you meditate this, you'll see that the God with you is bigger than anything that can come against you. Hallelujah. He's bigger than your mountain. You know, Randy lost his driver's license. He had some kind of a, you don't mind me telling this, do you? I should have asked him before. He had some kind of a seizure, and they took his driver's license away. And you know, generally when they take them away, they don't give them back. Not when you got something like that. But God has so healed him, he got his driver's license back the other day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, nothing is too hard for God. He's bigger than your mountain. He's bigger than your mountain. He says, I am your exceeding great reward. That word reward has to do with salary, wages, compensation. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not only your reward, but I'll see to it that you get paid. I'll see to it that you get healed. Hallelujah. Bless God. You understand, when you make the devil pay back, says he has to pay back seven times when he's caught. Don't just make him pay back what he stole. Make him give you some compensation for it. Hallelujah. When you're off your job, you know, they'll pay you compensation. Hallelujah. They'll pay your hospital bill and all that. Make the devil pay you. Hallelujah. Genesis 15:5. And he brought him outside and said, look up toward the heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. God gave Abraham an impossible dream, much bigger than Abraham had ever thought of. God led him into biblical meditation. And I saw that. Biblical meditation is a God-given process that produces a spiritual experience that causes a permanent change in your thinking. I want to read that to you again. Biblical meditation is a God-given process that produces a spiritual experience that causes a permanent change in your thinking. Hallelujah. Every impossible situation can be changed by biblical meditation. Nothing is impossible if you know how to believe. Meditation sets new boundaries in your life. What you couldn't believe for last week, after you meditate, seems no problem this week. I can believe for things now I couldn't believe for before. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When God wanted to change how Abraham believed, he gave him a spiritual experience. Stars. Look up to the stars. You know, he said, you're not going to have one child. You're going to have as many as the stars. Can you imagine? He didn't have one kid. He's an old man. And yet, God said, look up the stars. I'm going to give. He gave him something to meditate on. He saw that each star twinkled and called him daddy. Can you? Daddy, daddy, daddy. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Believing is a choice. Make a choice to believe that you're royalty, a chosen heir of God. We have, you know, we've inherited the whole earth. He says, the earth has he given to the children of men. Didn't he say that? Hallelujah. Get your faith and God will transfer to you what he promised. Hallelujah. Don't argue with God. Don't try to figure it out. Take the fences down and stop thinking small. I want to push you to think bigger. What is it that you're believing God for? Don't put it off. I mean, begin to believe it and call it in. Hallelujah. Tear those fences down and stop thinking small. Get God's big vision for your life. God has never told me I ask too much. Hallelujah. Sometimes he said you don't ask enough. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. He wants to expand you. He wants to give you what you desire because those desires are put in there by God when you seek him. And you can't desire some other man's wife or, you know, you got to do it biblically. Ask what you want. Be specific. You know, you have not because you ask not. That's what it says. Alter your thoughts and you'll be astonished at what you have. I mean, really, just astonish you. Glory to God. I'm going to go into that more probably next time. But give the Lord a great amen, will you? Hallelujah. Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I ask God that you'll cement every word into their spirit. God, plug up the holes so they don't leak out what they learned. God, I pray that the Spirit of God would just so impact people that they begin to believe beyond what they have, that they begin to believe you for the impossible. Oh, Father, you said nothing is impossible to him that believes, and you said all things are possible with God. Father, you said, is anything too hard for God? You didn't just say some things are. You said, is anything too hard for God? And Father, as long as we'll do it your way and we'll have the patience, we'll add to our faith patience and stand and wait until we see the manifestation, we can get hold of that now. So God, tonight we declare, some of you need to begin to declare the anointing is here for you to declare. Begin to declare. Some of you need a car payment. Some of you need your house paid for. Some of you need your family saved. Some of you need your body touched. Some of you need your families restored. Some of you need you need junk gone out of your life. Hallelujah. Some of you just need some pep and energy. Glory to God. Begin to declare what you need. Hallelujah. Begin to call it forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Call your family devoted to God. Call your children. Great shall be the peace of my children. All my children are taught of the Lord. I thank you, God, that my kids don't go to the left nor to the right, but they follow a straight path after you. I've raised those kids since I've known you in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they shall not depart from it. Satan, do you hear me? My kids won't serve you not 5 minutes. My kids are yielded, molded tools in the master's hand, fit to his hand like a glove. They're vessels to honor. I don't have a garbage can. You know, this is teaching you how to, I don't have a garbage can among them. They're all vessels to honor, to be used at the master's table. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, you have a better job for me. Ooh, glory. You have opened up. God, you have opened up. If nobody else in this town gets a job, I'll get one. If there's no other jobs to be had, you'll open one up for me if you have to. But I'll get one because that's mine. You said I could have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you need? Hallelujah. Just begin to believe God and call it in. And don't try to figure out how he's going to do it. You don't have to. Don't try to figure out how he's going to get your bills paid. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I've seen him do things that are just absolutely magnificent. I've seen him do things that we couldn't figure out on paper how he did it. But he did it because we believe God. I want you to say that. Say, I believe God. I can have what I say. And I call my needs met. I call my body healed. I call me prosperous. I call myself a soul winner and a prayer warrior. I call myself to be aware of others' needs. I call myself generous. And I thank you, Father, that you back my words. Now, I just feel to do this. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I bind every child that's represented here. I bind them to the kingdom of God. I bind their feet to the plans and purposes of God. And I say, devil, you'll not have one of our kids. If a girl is sent that's not right for our kids, if a girl's sent in to pull them away, I curse that now and break that. If a man, a boy or a man is sent that shouldn't be into somebody's life, I break that right now. I break that. I take the blood and cut those soul ties in Jesus' name. I cut that off in Jesus' name. In Jesus, I said, no, devil, you're not having our kids. You're not having our boys. You're not having our girls. You're not having these young men and women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? Some of you have held that to you with worry. Did you know that worry is a sin? I want you right now to take that thing that's worrying you. Now, come on, don't be spiritual on me. If you had things worrying you, I'm not going to judge you, neither is anybody else. Put it out here in your hand. Come on, that thing that has worried you. Hallelujah. Can you see it there? Hallelujah. Now, slam it. Just slam it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, shake yourself. Just shake yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Don't you feel better? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, bless these, your people. God, bless them tonight. I ask, God, that you just bless them coming in, going out. Bless them to have more than enough. God, I thank you that, Lord, there'll not be one divorce named here. We're believing that, God, that divorce will be not named here. We're believing that cancer can't come in here. It'll have to drop off at the door. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Depression. We come against you, depression. We say you're not coming in here. You're not welcome in this place. You have to stay outside the door. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Now, let me just tell you something. There was some place I was going it was someplace I was invited and needed to be there, but it looked like there was going to be a bunch of trouble. And I said to those demons, you're not welcome. You will not come there. The person is welcome to come, but demon, you'll stay outside. Did. Hallelujah. It did. Glory to God. See, you got some power, people, and you got some authority, and you need to use that, okay? Hallelujah. Can you say glory?
Glory.
A little louder, please. One more time. Say glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.